My guest at this time is New Jersey Republican Congressman Chris Smith. He represents the Garden State's 4th Congressional District. He is a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee and chairman of its Human Rights Subcommittee. He is joining us today to talk about the important designation by Secretary of State John Kerry of ISIS as being responsible for genocide. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on.
Let's just set the stage for folks who weren't able to hear the Secretary's comments on Thursday. Here's what he said about why the State Department is issuing this designation.
In my judgment, Daesh is responsible for genocide against groups in areas under its control, including Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims. Daesh is genocidal by self-proclamation, by ideology, and by actions in what it says, what it believes, and what it does.
And, sir, I know you agree with every word of that. There had been some speculation that the State Department was going to miss the congressional deadline to make that declaration. Ultimately, they did. How significant is that, and why do you think they ultimately met the deadline?
Well, you know, I and others have been asking for 3 years, almost 3 years, that such a designation be made. It was very clear right from the start. I had a hearing back in 2013 and made it absolutely clear that Christians especially are being targeted for forced conversion, and if they don't convert to Islam, they are killed, raped, beheaded, and other atrocities committed upon them. It absolutely fits the Genocide Convention definition, and you know, what was the delay? Well, finally, at least Secretary of State Kerry made such a designation, and the next question is, what now follows?
That is a critical question, and you have issued a release on this saying what comes next, and you believe there needs to be a tribunal set up that's not associated with the International Criminal Court. We'll get to that reason in just a moment.
Sure.
But why do you believe the tribunal, the regional tribunal, is the way to go here as the next step in cracking down on ISIS?
Well, we've had three major tribunals in Rwanda, Sierra Leone, and the former Yugoslavia. I worked with all three. I know the prosecutors from them. And back in 2013, again, I had a hearing featuring the chief prosecutor for Sierra Leone, David Crane, who gave expert insights and testimony about how flexible, aggressive, and capable these ad hoc regional tribunals are. The ICC, the International Criminal Court, years to date, and it's been up and running for about 14 years, has two convictions. Those other three regional courts have had well over 100 convictions, including the president of Liberia, Charles Taylor, who got 50 years. Slobodan Milosevic, we'll all recall who he was. He was the terrible leader of Serbia. He actually died during his trial, but he was at, you know, under lock and key. So there's, you know, these tribunals are necessary for justice, accountability, and it gives the local population, particularly the victims' families, the ability to know that at least some level of justice will be meted out.
We're talking with New Jersey Republican Congressman Chris Smith, member of the Foreign Affairs Committee and chairman of the Human Rights Subcommittee. When you look at those previous examples you mentioned, Congressman, is this a tool that's effective largely after folks are apprehended, or does it also work as a deterrent as well as we try to protect folks in that region?
That's a great question, and nobody has asked that before. I believe it acts as both. It does. You know, what has happened with those tribunals especially is that individuals never thought that they would be caught. They thought that, you know, they could act with impunity, and this gives us the ability, the international community, to be turning lower-level people on bigger fish, bigger genocidaires, as they call them, or committing these horrific crimes. And it does have some chilling effect. There's been a body of evidence collected. David Crane actually is now heading that up to ensure that we keep an accurate file who committed what and when. So the sooner we get to the prosecution, investigation, and prosecution stage, the better. So it could have a chilling effect. I believe it will. It'll also have the effect of affecting all parties. Anyone who commits atrocities need to be held to account. And, of course, ISIS is one of the most despicable, you know, terrorist groups and groups committing genocide who have ever existed. But there are others committing terrible crimes as well.
How does this get created? Do we do it at the UN? Do we do it with our own allies on an ad hoc basis? How does it work?
Well, all three of the previous, and it, likely this would be the route as well, a Security Council resolution would need to be offered. And my hope is, and I've been asking the Obama administration for 3 years, because I had my first hearing on this 3 years ago, and I wrote an op-ed for the Washington Post way back in September of 2013, asking them to initiate this effort. I'm asking again. The House passed a resolution that I offered earlier this week that made it very clear, and it passed with only three negative votes to pursue this option. And some people say, well, what about Russia and China, who are likely to veto it? I would say they are likely not to veto it if we make this high profile, very, very aggressive in trying to get it passed. And if you look at the former Yugoslavia, the conventional wisdom at the time of its creation was that there was no way Russia would allow a Yugoslav court to come into existence because they were very close to Slobodan Milosevic and Serbia. They were their allies. And yet they abstained, which is the equivalent of voting for it, because it didn't block it, when the vote came up for the Yugoslav court. And on Rwanda, there was talk that China would veto it. They, too, did not stand in the way. So we need to build a pressure to say no more impunity, and we need to hold these people to account. Now, this doesn't guarantee an end of the war or anything like that, but it brings accountability into the process, and it starts putting people behind bars, hopefully for the rest of their lives.
On the flip side, Congressman, you mentioned how you've been pushing for 3 years for this designation from the administration. Here is a paragraph from the Associated Press story on Kerry's announcement yesterday. It says, Kerry's finding will not obligate the United States to take additional action against ISIS militants and does not prejudge any prosecution against its members, according to officials who spoke on condition of anonymity prior to the Kerry statement. So how do you read that, and what confidence do you have that this administration is going to put the pedal to the metal in moving this forward?
Well, unfortunately, when it comes to human rights around the world, including China, North Korea, Cuba, on human trafficking, a whole host of issues, and I wrote the laws on human trafficking, and I have a big hearing next Tuesday on how Obama has falsified the analysis of 14 countries when it comes to human rights and this terrible modern-day slavery of sex and labor trafficking in order to curry favor with those countries, China, India, Oman, Cuba come to mind immediately. And the Reuters organization, Wire Service, did an incisive investigative report that showed that they did it deliberately, including Malaysia as well, in order to achieve some other goal, totally unconnected to just speaking truth to power about their despicable human rights record. Fast forward to what's happening right now. Delay is denial again, and I'm very, very concerned that they're likely to dither and not do something that would have a meaningful impact, like trying to set up this war crimes tribunal.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate all your great work.
Thank you, sir. Republican New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and he's chairman of the Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Human Rights. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.